some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday morning, June 22nd, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And wherever you are in the world, it's 3 hours plus minus an hour. Well, who knows? I don't know where you're calling from, but you know, actually, if you're calling into the show, I do, at least from your cell phone area code. We're going to have a great show today. Rebecca Fisk is back, and she'll be taking your calls in just a moment. We have this fancy thing called Direct Connect that I give to the guests who are on the show, like Rebecca, so they can dial in from their computer, so it makes it sound super fancy. And when it works really, 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 really good. And when it doesn't work, it works really, 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 really bad, kind of like, you know, that old nursery rhyme. Anyway, Rebecca dialed in. She could hear me. I couldn't hear her, so she's trying to reconnect in, and we'll have her on in just a couple of moments. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that everybody knows where we're going this week and where we've been. Also, if you like the program, you can also download the program as a podcast on iTunes. Just search for Rated G Radio. It features the latest 300 episodes of the program, and you can take us on the road wherever you go. You can also follow the show right here on Blog Talk, and that will give you the option you pick to either get a text update or an email update whenever we're live. And we're live pretty much 5 days a week. And today, Rebecca will be on taking your call. So if I've pre-screened your call already, we're going to get to you. So today, a lot of you are asking about jobs, and I know I've been asking Rebecca about jobs lately too. So today must be the job fair on the show. So thank you everybody for chiming in on the same topic I want to know about. And for everybody else who's asking about other stuff, your calls are great too. So hang tight. Yesterday on the show, we started off the week, I know it's Wednesday, but yesterday was the start of the week for us, with Seamus Byrne. He's the author of Escape from Sugar Island. It's a 17th century fictional account of what happened to a lot of the people in Ireland when they were taken as slaves and made to go work in the sugar fields of Barbados. It is an interesting read and a great interview with somebody who has just an interesting history himself. So Seamus Byrne was our guest yesterday morning. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio, my co-host Rob Watson and I have two guests back to back. We have John Ballinger. He's the he's the star writer, producer. I don't know if he's directing, but we're going to find out about a new web series called Dumb Luck. And he plays a politician based in Iowa. His last name in the show is Luck. So, and he tends not to be the brightest bulb on the tree. It's a cute web series. We're going to hear about that tomorrow. And then following John Ballinger, we're going to have Mr. Leon Acord, who is the writer, director, producer of Old Dogs, New Tricks. That's a popular web series. It's had four successful runs on the internet off of YouTube. They are doing a mini movie that's launching or premiering on Saturday the 25th. So Leon will be on talking about Old Dogs, New Tricks, the mini movie. And yours truly, yes, me, plays the part of a waiter in the movie. So I was really lucky to be part of that. And that was super fun. Friday, to wrap up the week, on the Friday night dance party that starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Bruce Wayne Birch. He is a Christian singer, dance. It's like Christian pop music. So if you like pop music and you like Christian music, you're going to love Bruce Wayne Birch. He's calling in live from Sydney, Australia. It will be Saturday afternoon his time, but it's going to be Friday evening on the dance party our time. And that starts at 6 p.m. on Friday night. So join us. That will be super fun. I've been listening to his music all week. And, songs with message, you know, somebody else who likes songs with messages, that's me. So without further ado, let's bring on Rebecca. Rebecca, thanks for, persevering through all of these technology challenges that we have today. Is it Mercury retrograde that's impacting everything?
I have absolutely no idea. but it's been one of those mornings. It's like, okay, so I'm just hanging with Murphy this morning. So, I had trouble finding the link, and then I found the link and I got in, and I got in there like right when first I couldn't even get in because I called in too early,
Yeah.
And those of you who've called in the show a few times, if you call in early, that says, your show is scheduled to start in 15 minutes. Please call back within the time frame or whatever. And then goodbye, then hang up on you. So that's how I started all this.
That's great, huh? Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that awesome? And then I got the link, and it worked on my end.
It worked
but then
great.
Nobody,
I saw it. Yeah. But, and you could hear me.
Yeah, and the sound is awesome. And the sound quality is amazing. And I can hear everything, and I heard the music and all of that. And
Yeah,
but Gary couldn't hear me, which means none of you would be able to hear me. So we would be having a completely zen radio show this morning.
Very zen, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got an hour for the show today, and we've got a ton of people that have called in. So if I've pre-screened you, we're going to get to you. So don't worry. Just hang tight with us. But before we start, Rebecca, do you have any words of wisdom or meditations you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Oh, well, you know, the main thing is just to remember to come back to your center, whatever that is, whatever helps you come back to the place within where you can be at peace. And trust me, I know that we all have challenges with that. I have challenges with that. I have to remind myself when I start feeling either agitated or frustrated or angry. You know, sometimes I just have to give myself a little time out. And when I go into the timeout, I just remind myself to come back to that center. I try to breathe through whatever it is that is coming up. If I'm in a space where I can write a letter and process that, which I'll talk about that maybe a little bit later, or you can get the book. See, Garrett, I'm doing my own plug now.
See?
it's, you know, right now things are just tumultuous and it's unpredictable. I find myself being very klutzy. A lot of my friends are telling me they're very klutzy, that things that normally flow are not flowing. So if you can remember to try to have a sense of humor about it, I always remind myself, and I do laugh about things, life is a comedy. It really is, because things that seem so frustrating at the moment that we're in it, we step back from it and we can see the comedy in it. And also try to remember that things do work out. You may be in a stressful time right now. You may be struggling with some things. We are all going through these things. We go through them all the time. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, I think it was yesterday, and she was talking about how, balance is constant. It's a constant motion. It's not something you achieve. So if you can remember that, to try to always remember to bring the pendulum back a little bit to balance things out, that we're not going to find a place that's static with balance. It's a constant work in progress. And it's a good goal. It's a good goal to feel some centeredness, some peacefulness each day. So at least try to take some time out each day for some quiet so you can come back to that place where you feel peaceful inside.
There we go. That's great advice. So,
oh, thanks.
Everybody, we're going to welcome a first-time caller as our first caller today. And this is going to start again, many of you are asking about jobs today. So this is a topic, again, perfect timing for you today, because Fabienne is calling about
Hi.
A job or her career today. And so you're welcome to the show for the first time. You're on Live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Fabienne. I'm very well. How can I help you today?
Well, I lost my job, and I'm trying to find out if you're seeing getting a job soon.
Okay. Well, definitely I see you getting a job, but let me get into a little more detail here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in school, or are you thinking about going back to school? Because that's the very first thing that showed up.
I am. I'm actually just transferring my transcript from New York to
okay.
Orlando, because I moved from to Orlando, so I am going back to school as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I want to tell you that this is perfect timing for you to do that. My impression is that the job that you had was something you liked, but it's definitely not where you're supposed to be. You're capable of a lot more. It's almost like that was a stepping stone, or it even reminds me of like, well, it's my first job out of high school. So my impression is really for you, this is about choosing your own life path and that the reason that the job had to go is because it really wasn't serving you. It was giving you some means to pay bills, but it's really not who you are. It wasn't, and I get the impression that it was actually starting to become a little bit arduous for you each day. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to go to work today. So basically this opportunity that's been, because, you know, we forget to look at the possibility that losing a job is opening a door to new opportunity. So for all of you who are calling in today about a job, remember that if you've lost a job, you are opening a door. There are doors opening for you for new opportunity, which means more livelihood. And I want to say, livelihood is about living. It's not necessarily about the dollar amount that you're making. We kind of confuse that word. Okay, we need to make enough money to live on, obviously, to pay our bills, to get a roof over our head, and put food on the table. But when we talk about livelihood, we're talking about the quality of our life. So everything that's happening right now is absolutely lined up for your highest good. I want to say that I'm hearing a two regarding completion of your work, I mean, your school work. So I don't know if that's 2 months, February, 2 years, but I'm hearing a two regarding completion of your schoolwork. And I do actually, regarding your career and the schoolwork that you're doing, I see you working in your desired field before you finish this come to completion with this goal with your schoolwork. So I don't know if you're looking for a master's or exactly what it is your goal is, but my impression is that you will absolutely be employed before you're done with getting this completion. As far as a job in the interim, I am hearing July. And what I want to say to you is I'm hearing the possibility of three opportunities for you.
Okay.
So what I want you to consider when you're looking at the opportunities that come up, I want you to look at the thing that resonates most with your soul. It may not be the highest paying opportunity you have, but my impression is that if you take a position that is more aligned with your soul, with who you are, that will give you the energy that you need to do the best you can with your schooling. And that's and so really this is about an adjustment that supports your whole life moving forward. Because my impression is this other job that you were in was not going to do that.
No. But it's just because it pays quite a bit more. For what I want to do, it doesn't really pay. It's just helping people, like social work, and everybody knows social work and doesn't pay. It's just that's what I felt like I'm comfortable in, and I do love to help people, helping people, and that's what I'm good at. But it doesn't pay, so that's probably the issue.
Well, everything that, okay, so, and I love that you love to help people. For the most part, unless you are an engineer and you're working as a Lone Ranger, for the most part, you can, whatever you're doing is going to be helping people.
Yeah.
So find a way to help people that serves the highest good, which means also for what feels, you know, the part that gives you joy in your heart. Because true abundance in our lives has to do, again, with quality of life. You know, there's so many people who define success with a dollar amount. Well, how much money do you have in the bank? You own a house, all that stuff. And frankly, I do not define that. I don't define success as how much money I have. I define success, do I love my life? Do I have quality people around me? At the end of the day, do I know that I did my best? And do I know that I somehow served to the best of my ability? Whatever that happened to be for the day.
Yeah.
Okay? So find a way. You're going to do just fine. And I'm not worried about the abundance for you. I really am not. I know that you'll have lots of prosperity and abundance in your life. And, you know, that's going to start fairly soon anyway, just because of who you are.
Okay.
So, anyway, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and you know, keep us posted. Would you do that? Would you let us know how you're doing?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Take good care.
Thank you, Fabian. Have a great day. And our next caller is coming from Lucy, who is also, guess what, Rebecca, she's calling about a job or her career. Lucy, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Lucy. How can I help you today?
I have a job interview next week, and I really, really want to claim this as my own.
Okay.
I would like to see if I'm on the right path.
Okay. Well, the first thing that came up is, this is for everybody who's looking for a job, who's out there interviewing. Remember when you go into these interviews that you are also interviewing them. They are not just interviewing you. When you walk into a place, most of us are sitting there thinking, oh, please, I want to say the right thing so that they'll hire me. I want them to like me. I really want this job. And so we go in that kind of an energy. But the reality is, the place that you're stepping into, if this is going to be a full-time job, you're going to be investing the majority of your waking hours in this place. And is it a place that deserves the investment of the time that you'll never get back? So just a heads up that I want you to be mindful of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that being said, let's take a look here. You know, I have to say, I feel and see your enthusiasm around this opportunity. I'm not sure the environment or the climate is as warm as your personality. So, just so you know, if you're wanting this position because it resonates with who you are and what you want to be doing, that's great. And I feel like in that way, this would be good. I have to say, I am not sure if it's because people there are burned out right now and they need the help so much, or if it's just that, they tend to keep their energy level a little bit more subdued and professional. Like I said, I'm not sure. It may be a little bit of both. You know, and I have to say, I think in the interim, this would be a good place for you. But I have to say, you know, I see you actually having your own business later. That what you're discovering along the way is that people have these great ideas and these companies are formed. And, you know, there is some passion about what people are doing. But somewhere along the way, it becomes more about the worker bees and making the money. And that doesn't resonate with who you are. So for right now, I feel like this is a good opportunity, but I have to say that ultimately I see you having your own business, and that it has to do with inspiring people and even yourself to stay passionate and joyful about your life. It doesn't even matter what it is you're doing specifically, but it's that people, you know, we could become adults and we go out into the workplace, and then now we're trying to earn money to keep a roof over our heads and pay our bills. And somewhere along the way, we lose the passion and the joyfulness. And that's something that you bring wherever you go.
You know, actually, Rebecca, you have hit it right on the head. This is, yes, it's the job, but it is not my chosen career. It is a stepping stone to allow me to do what I really want to do, which
Perfect.
I know what that is, and I know the steps I have to take. But in the meantime, you do have to pay the bills and have to pay the rent.
Yeah.
So
I got it.
This appears to be a position where I will be able to, you know, pay the bills, and I will be able to, you know, work towards the ultimate goal. So it sounds like something that will fit into the big picture.
Got it. Well, so the only other thing that I want to say is that 2017 is going to be a big change for you, and 2019 is also going to be a big change for you. But these are about things that are moving you into where you're supposed to be in your life, okay? So you imagine that you're already there. Just you know, look at the frequency and vibration of all of this and imagine that you're already there working. Okay. I mean, there's, and when you think about that, imagine what it's going to feel like, what it's going to sound like, whatever you can think of. So when you go into the environment there, imagine that they're already welcoming you into your position. You know, it's treat it as if it's already happened, that you're already there.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Lucy. Take care.
We want an update on that big, on that fancy new job. So call us back next month.
I will.
Okay. Thank you. We are. This is probably a good time to remind everybody. If you get on the show today and you've had a great time, make sure if you'd like a private appointment with Rebecca, you can do that over the telephone, just like you're doing today on the radio, over Skype, or if you're in Southern California or Northern California, Rebecca has offices that you can actually go visit in person. And you can go find out all about this at her website, iamrebecca.com. And of course, check out her book on Amazon. It's called The List by Rebecca Fisk. And you can get it on Kindle download today and start. Well, you know, it's easy homework and it will change your life. I'm just telling you, I've read it several times and every time I do it, I learn something new and it's easy reading. So that's your 2 cents for the day. We're going to go to Nathaniel next and then Julie, because we're going to take a break from the job calls. We're going to get back to you, so don't worry. But Nathaniel, you have a job now and you are now calling back to talk to Rebecca. So congratulations, and you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's nice to hear from you. Can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to see how the job you think is going to go.
Okay. Well, let's take a look here. I think that you're going to be fine. The only difficulty that I see with this is you have some really great ideas. And what I want to suggest to you is the people that you're working with don't necessarily have the vision that you have.
Right.
And so what I want to suggest is that you take your time in learning how they prefer to have things done, that you kind of do everything their way, and that you come in as somebody who is willing to be a service in whichever way they want you to be. And after about 6 months, then you'll have more of an opportunity to start to bring in your own ideas. If you do that too quickly, it will create tension. But again, it's that you have great vision. They don't necessarily understand the vision that you have right now. But if you understand everything about the way they're doing things, then it gives you the insight that you need to be able to present new information in a way that they can receive it. So it's one of those things where, you know, you're somebody who's like, okay, I'm here, let me roll up my sleeves and get to work. And you can't really do that with them because you have to kind of go, well, show me how you like me to do things. Show me what you want me to do. And this is about letting them be comfortable with you being the new person. It disarms them because sometimes people bring somebody new in and those who are already there become intimidated. Your energy could be intimidating, not that you're an intimidating person, but you know who you are and you know what you're capable of. And somebody like you who has that self-confidence coming into a new place, the people who don't have the self-confidence can feel threatened by that. So right now it's all about allowing yourself to be the newbie and to be to allow yourself to just go back into that I'm going to be of service here in whatever way they want me to be. Until you've got to have everything down, okay? So, again, this is because if you want to affect change in a good way for this company, you're going to be able to do that, but you have to do it in a way that they can receive it.
You know, I have to thank you for that, Rebecca. I have a problem because I'm about 150 miles away from the job, and I have to move to the area.
Okay.
So how do you see that going? Can I have to buy a car?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, what comes up immediately is you have to ask yourself whether or not this position is feeding your soul enough for you to want to make those changes.
Yeah, well, because I don't like the area I'm in, so I kind of want to move back to civilization because I'm out here in the high desert and there's not much opportunity here.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. You have to decide, and I'm just going to say this for everybody. A lot of times people will say, well, tell me what to do. And I say, I can't tell you what to do. I can tell you what it looks like if you take, you know, you're at the fork in the road, and I can tell you what the energy looks like if you go this way versus what the energy looks like if you go that way. So here's what comes up. I understand having trepidation about making a move. It's expensive. I understand all of that. But if you already know you want to get out of the area where you are, this particular position, it may just be the opportunity that you need to get out of where you are so that you can get back to civilization. And once you get grounded there, then you can decide where you want to go. Because my impression is that this is a job that you'll do really well with, but I also feel like you will outgrow it within a few years.
Oh, so yeah, at least probably that a few months.
I actually get maybe 2 years max. Well, like I said, it's giving you the opportunity to go someplace else and start over. And also, it's giving you the opportunity to see that there really are many opportunities, and you can go wherever you want and do whatever you want, that you're not stuck.
There's really a million different opportunities, but we have to become aware of them, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. Very astute.
Okay.
So if you feel like you can embrace this and allow what this opportunity is giving you, then allow what is it that you really want to get from this, and then go after that part of it. Because you can always change it. You know, we have free will. You can always change it.
Okay.
Well, thank you both so very much.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
Okay.
We want an update next month.
So
call back.
Okay.
Have a great day, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Our next call is going to come from Julie. She's going to be asking about love or relationships. And then we're going to go to the Blog Talk chat room for a question from Little Fairy. So here we go, Julie. You're up next with Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Julie. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm dealing, actually it's a relationship, but it was my daughter's relationship, and it's affecting our family. She had the rug pulled out from around her after relationship for 7 years, and it's affecting the family, and I just wanted to see everyone say, oh, she'll find somebody and all that, but it's turning into a nasty situation with the other family.
So, what's her first name?
Michelle.
I'm sorry, Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle.
Okay, one second. So take a breath. Take a deep breath. I can feel how stressed you are about this. I can feel that there's a lot of sadness, but it's a lot of frustration and a lot of trepidation here that, you know, you're trying to keep everything together. Breathe. It's okay. She's going to be okay. She's going to be okay, all right? But you have to breathe, and you can't fix this for her, okay? So, all right, so let me ask about her. All right, so, you know, part of this is that, you know, she's hit a block wall with this other person in the family, and there's nothing for her to do except take care of herself now. She's still trying to somehow make this okay, and what I'm seeing is that it's literally that she's running into a block wall. So she needs to take care of herself and think about herself now. I want to say that the other person has misled, or I don't want to, well, I mean, frankly, he has misrepresented information to his family about what's happened.
Yes.
And they haven't figured that out yet. But he's, you know, basically he's very selfish. He's all about himself. He's off doing other things that he should not be doing. And so basically everything that's happened is because he has created the situation. Your daughter did not create this at all. And she's tried very hard to keep everything together. But it's, you know, I'm going to use the example of when you are trying to make a relationship work with the addict. The addict is, and again, this is just an example. I'm not saying that her partner was or is. But when you're trying to make a relationship with an addict, the addiction always wins, until the person decides that they're going to take over, that they're going to work to do what they need to do to make themselves better and to not let the addiction be the driving force. So your daughter has basically been trying to do everything that she can in a relationship with somebody who's not necessarily working towards the good of the relationship, because there are other things that person has made more important. So she's going to be fine. She needs time to just regroup, and she's got to let go. She's got to let go of understanding and understand she can't fix this. The only thing she can do now is take care of herself. He is, you know, basically everything will come to light with his family, but they're used to just kind of enabling and covering everything up. So I'm hearing February, everything will come to light. And so in the meantime, it's just about helping her kind of process through the grief and you know, the breakup. But she's going to be fine.
Okay, yeah, he ended up leaving her immediately. You know, then he was dating somebody. Now he's got engaged 10 months later, so it's just been a roller coaster because they're high school sweethearts, and it's all the friends and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I know. He's getting married. She's going to be okay. It really will be okay. It's really going to be okay. She's going to be all right. She didn't do any of this.
Yeah.
It's, you know, these are the choices that he made. So she's going to be okay.
I know it doesn't matter if the family knows or not, but it's good to hear that it will come to light, because it does matter when somebody's saying awful things.
Well, he has a pattern. He has a pattern of making himself look like the golden child.
Yeah.
And he's not. So it's, you know, that will come to light. But in the meantime, just focus on her well-being. The truth will always does end up coming out, and it will in this case as well. So just, you know, try to let him go, let all of their stuff go, and just, you know, support Michelle. She's going to be fine. She's really going to be okay.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Julie. All
thanks,
the best
Julie.
To you and your family. I'll be praying.
Okay.
All right, take care.
And our next question comes from the Blog Talk chat room. This comes, by the way, Mary Lou is in Brisbane, Australia. She's tuning in this afternoon at her time. Thank you, Mary Lou. And this question comes from Little Fairy. She goes, I have a question for Rebecca, please. I'd like to ask what she sees about the new job I joined June 13th. For now, it feels overwhelming, and they've assigned me tedious tasks.
Well, hi, Little Fairy. So nice to hear from you. I when I heard your name, it puts a smile on my face. It put a smile on my face. So the thing is, yes, I get that it's overwhelming. That was the very first thing that came to mind. Give yourself some time. So the tedious tasks, don't worry about that. They're just trying to see what you can handle and how you do things. They're trying to get familiar with your work. What's the word? Not structure, but your work style, I guess. And I'm hearing the 27th, so I'm like, okay, what day is that? Is that next week? So, you know, my impression is things are going to start to kind of calm down a little bit. You know, give yourself some time. It's been what? This is the 13th. You said this is 9 days, and that's including the weekend. So give yourself some time. My impression is you're going to catch on to everything very quickly, and that again, the tedious stuff is just for them to get to know your work style and to get to see how you respond, you know, partly to being given direction and then how efficient you are. How do you work with all of this? And they're going to find you to be somebody who's very efficient and who follows direction well. And you're going to settle in just fine with this. But, you know, you're not even 2 weeks into this. So be patient with yourself. My impression is that, you know, check in with yourself again at a month and just remind yourself of how much progress you've made. And the other thing that I feel is that within 3 months, you'll just feel like you have this job down and you've always done it. So give yourself some time to get acclimated. There are many, many new things to get used to when you have a new job. And it isn't just the tasks. It's people. It's environment. It's the customers. It's everything. So give yourself some time. You're going to be just fine with this. So, well, congrats, and enjoy it. Enjoy the process, and even the tedious stuff. You know, those doing tedious things is a great time. If you have a mantra or some type of praying that you like to do, if it's a mindless type activity that you're doing, you can always be doing that. So it becomes about an opportunity to be of service and to present the work that you're doing as a service. You know, so like when I'm doing dishes, I try to remind myself to chant my mantra quietly while I'm doing it. And, you know, it just kind of adds that other little element of goodness that you're bringing to whatever you're doing. So Anyway, congrats on the new job. Let us know how you're doing. You got this. No problem. You got this. So
yay.
Thanks so much, Lil Fairy. Take good care.
Yeah, I love that you talk about the fact that, you know, you might be assigned some work that sounds, you know, kind of monotonous or, you know, like you said, tedious, but that is a great time just to kind of like zone out. And I'm not admitting to this, but I worked for Sprint years and years and years ago in operator services, and I did collect calls and, you know, calling card calls and things like that when people needed it. I love the job because I was able to go to school, but I could, you know, kind of like check out when I was there. Cause it is like, you know, thanks for calling Sprint. This is Garrett. How can I help you? Collect call. Great. Collect call from Rebecca. You know, you're just kind of like on autopilot for your 8-hour shift. And it was a wonderful opportunity to do, you know, a lot of other things mentally. You know, taking care of the customer, of course, was always job one, but it's, you know, interesting how that you frame that, Rebecca. So thanks for sharing. Let's see here. We've got Yvette next, and Yvette is looking for a general reading, Rebecca. And Yvette, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Yvette.
I'm looking for just a general reading. What kind of message wants to come through for me? Is that okay?
Let me think about it.
No, you can. Some people say
no. No. I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. Absolutely. It's always okay. And before I get to that, though, I just want to say, well, thank you, Garrett. I'm glad that you like the way I frame that. And I want to give a shout-out to Mary Lou as well. So thanks, Mary Lou, for listening today. It's always nice to know you're hanging out from across the pond. So, okay, Yvette, let's take a look here. Well, you know, the first thing is I want to say I love your attitude because, you know, right now my impression about where you are is that you're just kind of looking at what's on the horizon and how do you want to proceed to get there. It's like you know where you want to go, but now you're, like, looking at, well, which road do I want to take to get there? And it's a really good perspective. I feel like you're in this centered place. You're very grounded. And, you know, it's almost like it's an opportunity for you to be looking at things not from a place of desperation or I have to do these things, but really kind of more of a settled into where you are. And so I love seeing that. That being said, I do feel like 2017 is going to be landing you into something that is something you've been seeking. So I'm not sure if this is a new job or if you're going to move, but I definitely see a big change for you in 2017 and that this is something you've been aspiring to. So again, it's I'm not getting specific clarity about whether or not it's a new job or if it's a move, but it may even be both. But it's something you've been working towards for a very long time. So it's I'm getting 2017 probably at least before the end of the year, but it's something that transitions into 2018. So a lot of good stuff coming up for you towards the end of next year and into 2018. And, you know, the other thing that I want to acknowledge is that you're somebody who makes decisions, you get yourself settled in, and then you take a look at where you are and what you want to do next. And I think it's really great that you do that, that you're paying attention to where are your goals, what are you doing, how are you bettering yourself. You're somebody who really has a great intention about that. Let's see here. And also, you're not afraid of hard work, which is great. There is, for you, the satisfaction that you get from your life is the feeling that you've made a difference, that you have done your very best, and that, you know, it's almost like your attitude is, well, I can make the money later. I need enough to live on, but I can make the money later. So it's really beautiful. The attitude about everything is just really beautiful. Let me see if there's anything else coming up right away here. You know, the other thing that came up was the relationship stuff, and what came up was like, well, I'm going to deal with that later. So that's whatever your situation is right now, that is not your highest priority. And health-wise, I feel like everything's okay. So, you know, I love where you are. I love how you're looking forward. You've got some really great things coming up for you in the next year, 18 months. So it doesn't mean it will stop. It's just that you're actually landing where you've wanted to be.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, thanks for the call.
Have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right,
you too, Yvette. Take care.
Love and blessings.
Now we're getting back to the job front. Melissa, you're next. Thanks for being patient. You are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling to find out what you see or what you think may be coming up on my career path. I do currently have a full-time job, and I'm in school full-time. I graduate in August, and I just kind of feel like I'm coming to an end of this one thing and starting a new chapter and just kind of wanted to see what you thought.
Well, I definitely get the impression that you've been working hard, and it's like everything you've been doing has been like lateral moves. So it's like you're finally getting to a place where you're going to get to move up to the next level. So this is definitely coming for you. And it's, I feel like this has been a long time coming. It's also, part of it is that I feel like you didn't give yourself permission before, and now you're finally giving yourself permission to look for more, to want more. And I feel like, you know, you've had this belief system that you have to have the education in order to give yourself permission to go for something that's a promotion compared to where you've been working. My impression is that you will probably make a lateral move first, and that it's almost like you've gone as far as you can go where you are. And so this lateral move will allow you to go into a place where you can move up, and that they'll take your credentialing seriously, so that you'll be able to actually grow and move into a position that is really much more in alignment with who you are and what you want to be doing. I just get that where you've been, you know, the job that you're in right now has become a bit tedious, and it's something that you chose to do, but you realized after you got there that you need to be doing more, that this is limited. So this education is great because it's giving you the opportunity to do more. I'm hearing February, March, April. These are going to be some big changes for you. And I actually feel like your current position may change August to September. There's definitely at least discussion of changing your job, and you may even be moving before the end of the year. So,
okay.
And I feel like this is work related. So definitely some kind of coming to completion. August, September, and then and then done by the end of the year with new things on the horizon by spring. So everything you're doing is absolutely lined up. You've done everything exactly the way you needed to. So, you know, kudos to you for not only trusting yourself, but putting that trust into action, because it's going to change your life now in a beautiful way.
Thank you so much. You are right on the money about things changing August, September. My administrator has already talked to me about potentially working more after I graduate from my program. And so yeah, that's already kind of in the works. So you're right about that time frame. You're right on the money.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for trusting me and letting me do my work for you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a cooperative
arrangement. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks,
keep
Melissa.
Keep us posted. Will you do that?
Yeah, we want to know about it.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep us posted. Have a great day. Thanks, Melissa.
All right.
Next call, we've got Kathy and Nancy on deck here. So that's where we're going next. So, Kathy, you are now our next caller, and you're calling about your journey. Kathy, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi there. How can I help you?
Any information on my spiritual journey? I hope to be retiring in the next 2 years and doing something, but I don't know what.
Okay. Well, you know, the very first thing that came up was, are you considering, like, going to Machu Picchu or something like that? Because that was the very first thing that popped in my head.
I would like to go someday. Yeah.
Okay. So that's already in the works for you. So, you know, you've set a strong enough intention that that's coming up. You know, I would start planning that. you know, the thing is that it's about the journey into the self. You know, our spiritual path, it's about understanding who we are and our relationship to all things and how spirit moves through us and how we relate to it. And so, you know, it's like you already have the intention. I feel like you're really grounded in your work and you bring all of yourself into your work anyway. So even though you haven't recognized it, it is recognized by God, the angels, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whoever you want to call it, that because of the way you put your heart and soul into your work, that is part of your spiritual journey. It's just changing what it looks like on the outside, that the things that you do right now bring a deeper aspect of expression of spirit because of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you
right
see
now,
the retiring?
I do, absolutely, absolutely. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, I'm hearing either 2017 to 2019. So you either may be offered an opportunity to retire earlier but get the package that you want, or you may stay a little bit longer. It just depends on you. You get to make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely get to make the choice. So what will happen is the expression of spirit that's moving through you will continue. It's just that right now, because of the way you move through the world and you offer yourself in service, that your spirit is reflected and expressed in that way through your work. You don't realize it, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you retire, what happens is you actually get to be more connected to what that feels like within yourself. You'll still be expressing spirit. You'll still be deepening your relationship with your journey, with all of that. So how it's manifested into the world will be slightly different. But who you are already is so connected. You're already on your spiritual path.
Sometimes I don't feel like it because I'm stuck at my desk, you know? Like I'm not contributing.
Well, but you are contributing. If you can, you know, so here's what I would like to suggest to you. Is that before you start work, you can do it however you want. If it's when you wake up in the morning or when you get to your desk or whatever it is, just set the intention. God, let everything that I do today be an expression of your work through me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You set the intention. And that's it. Because people don't realize that, you know, you may be, if somebody calls in, and you may be the friendly voice that they hear all day.
Take that in.
You know, we think that our jobs are insignificant, at least at some point, or we don't think that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. But everything that you do in every moment of every day can be about expression of spirit, can be in service to God.
What was the saying you just said, God, but the expression?
Yes. But that if you set the intention that everything that you do is an expression of God.
Okay.
It's just about the intention. It's about looking at what you're doing and framing it that way. And that's all. It's really very simple. People want to make it complicated, not because they want it to be complicated, but because they don't know it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's, you
well,
know.
Thank you so much.
So you're doing it already, hon. But, yeah, let me know when you book that trip to Machu Picchu.
Okay. Will it be this year or next year?
I feel like it'll be, you know, well, again, 2017 to 2019 is what I hear about possibly retiring. If you want to take the trip before you retire, go for it. You get to decide, but it's already in your field, so you're going.
We want a postcard.
Unless you change it. Yeah.
Or just come with me. Okay.
There we go.
Okay, we can do that. We can arrange that.
There we go. We'll broadcast live from the top of Machu Picchu. So.
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks, Kathy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. And Nancy, you've been so patient. Thanks very much for waiting. You are next and live with Rebecca. And Nancy's also calling about her job.
I'm telling you, it's career day.
Hi, Nancy. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just wondering if you see anything in terms of jobs or career for me. I'm always in a, I just seem to be in a limbo on that.
Okay. Are you working right now? Because I see
no.
a lot of frustration for you.
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. All right. So first of all, I get a lot of sadness about this. but it feels like the whole thing with work has just been a tremendous struggle for you. And the thing is, first of all, I know that there's a feeling that you think that it looks easy for other people. Part of it is because you're really hard on yourself. Like you somehow hold yourself to the standard of perfection that, it, frankly, is unattainable.
Okay. That makes sense.
So you have to embrace who you are. You're an incredibly hardworking person, and you put 1,000% of whatever you're doing, you know, to task. You put yourself to that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is that there are a couple of approaches to this. The first one is appreciate everything you're doing. Pat yourself on the back for doing your best. You always do your best. Pat yourself on the back for that. It's almost like you have humility to the point that you're self-deprecating. But not in a good way. So you, instead of building yourself up with, hey, you know what? I did okay with that today. I did my best. I know that I did. And I can feel good about that. That doesn't happen with you. You're like, no, I could have done better. And it's like, well, you just worked 10 hours and it was supposed to be an 8-hour day. And,
yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know,
and
it's like,
and I pulled an all-nighter. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't, you really, truly, I don't know. You can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The level of quality that you expect from yourself is unrealistic.
Okay.
So you have to take that monkey off the back, first of all. Second of all, as far as the job hunt, what do you want to do? Okay. I want to say this as strongly, but with as much love as possible. I want you to give yourself permission to do something that you like or even love to do. Because for you, work is a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And we have to remember, love is also a four-letter word. I want you to start thinking of work as love. And if you can do that, that this is supposed to be something that loves you back. It's not just about the energy exchange of, I'm going to put my hours and my time into this and whatever my effort is, and I'm going to get a paycheck. You know, in that way, we offer our loving energy, and the job itself or the company or whatever offers love back to us in the way that in the form of money. But you can take that to another level, and that is, what does your perfect day look like? What are you doing? Where are you? What kind of people are you working with? What kind of money are you making? And give yourself permission to do what you want to do. And I have to tell you right now, I want you to listen to the replay of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I want you to listen to this again until it's really ingrained in you. Give yourself permission to do work that you love, whatever that is.
Okay.
Start loving yourself for this. You would tell everyone that you care about to go out and find something they love to do. And to not worry about the money, to know that that's going to come later when they need it. You need to give yourself permission to do the same thing. And you've got to take this idea that you can somehow do everything better than you're doing it. It's you already put so much into everything you do, you're wearing yourself out.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really odd, but I always seem to have problems with what I consider sociopaths around me. Is that just something that's going to be everywhere, or?
Well, they do exist.
Yeah, I know, Lord.
But so I want you to change that. I want you to start doing some affirmations.
Okay.
Okay, and so basically the affirmation is that everyone around me is loving and supportive of me and of everyone, or, you know, everyone around me is healthy and happy.
Okay.
Okay? And it's a simple thing. But what happens is the universe responds to that. When you have an affirmation, the universe says, okay, this is something that she's placing an order about in the universe, in this field of energy. So when you just say, the people around me are all loving and supportive, you know, try to get sociopath out of your vocabulary for now.
Okay.
I bring in the frequency of light and love, and everyone around me expresses that. These are all little things you can do. The other thing that I want to say is everything with speed, ease, comfort, and joy.
Okay.
Everything with speed, ease, comfort, and joy. I want you to, I'm giving you homework.
Okay.
I want you to do something today for 30 minutes that brings you joy. I don't care what it is.
Okay.
It could be gardening. It could be going for a walk. It could be taking a nap, taking a bath, reading a book, playing with a child, walking the dog or playing with it, whatever it is. But 30 minutes of joy. And I want you to start doing that every single day. You have to give yourself permission. There's so much tension about what you think you should be doing. Just relax. You're right where you're supposed to be. And everything will unfold beautifully. It really will.
Okay.
Okay.
That's so empowering. That's just a very lovely message. I really appreciate it.
There we go. Thank you,
Nancy. You're welcome. And you're a lovely person. So good luck to you. Keep us posted.
Keep us posted. Have a great day today. Thank you for your call. And thanks for being so patient, too.
Thank you.
We've got 4 minutes left, and so we're going to quickly go to Bo, who's been in the chat room all day. Thank you, Bo, for waiting. Bo is calling about a job as well. So this is our last live call of the day. Reminder to everybody, if you'd like to schedule a private appointment with Rebecca, go to our website. There's links right here on the show page. You can just click them. We make it easy for you. But click, fill out your information if you'd like a private appointment, and she will get that scheduled with you with her Rated G radio rate. So, Bo, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. First time caller.
Hi, Bo.
You may pick up on my energy. So in a way, I don't know what to ask about work. I'm so scattered. I'm going through a major transformation. Huge work with a shaman. So every aspect of my life is crumbling and rebuilding. And I have an apartment that I worry about affording it. I'm going in different directions with work. If you just want to tell me in general, or I can tell you specifically which job I'm doing or trying to get.
Okay. So the first thing that I want to say is just take a breath. Just take a big breath and just relax, okay? I get the overwhelm. I get the scattered energy with everything. I get it. I feel it. Okay. Breathe and relax. I think it's beautiful that you're doing work with a shaman to get things restructured, if you will, then that's really what's happening, is everything's being restructured for your highest good and for the highest good of all. And so when we have these old patterns that have become really stuck, we have to break them down so that we can evolve into who we need to be for the time now. Okay? So if you can start just relaxing and surrendering into knowing that everything that's happening is for the highest good, that in and of itself will help you. But also, you can let go of the scattered energy. You don't need it anymore, okay? You can release it. I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. Okay? As far as whether or not you can afford your apartment and all of that, we have to remember that the source of abundance is the universe. That when we have a job, the job that we're working at, is a channel through which our source of income is coming. We're having an energy exchange. We're giving energy. We're getting energy back. But that's just a channel. It's one source. But the main source is the universe. And the universe has unlimited abundance, and we have to remember that. So if you're showing up and being present and doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, and you're doing where you feel you're doing, or you are where you feel you're supposed to be, everything will continue to fall into place. It may get a little bit uncomfortable because things are being restructured, if you will, that you're having this intention of repatterning things for the highest good. So when you're doing that, you just have to understand that things may feel a little uncomfortable for a bit, but that it's all so that things can be brought into a proper alignment. But you're right where you're supposed to be. Yes, are we done?
we're out of time, Bo. You're in good hands here, and I encourage you to come back and listen to the replay. Thanks for calling in. And again, for everybody who didn't get a chance to call in, Mary Lou, you were going to be next. We just ran out of time. Go to Rebecca's website, iamrebecca.com. Check that out. Check out her upcoming appearances, all the cool stuff. There's a link on the Facebook page here. You can go like her page. And with that, everybody, thank you for listening in today. Love having you here and being here with you today. We'll be back live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with Rated LGBT Radio. Rebecca, you're a doll. I will see you Saturday at our tea tasting in Long Beach. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.